NBC News Radio. I'm Scott Carr. Tennis champion Novak Djokovic is being deported from Australia. The world's number one tennis star would have been the defending champion at the Australian Open. He was scheduled to play his first round match Monday night. But today, three federal court judges upheld a government order issued Friday that would cancel Djokovic's visa on public interest grounds. The 34-year-old Serb is not vaccinated against COVID-19 and will be detained in Melbourne until he's deported. The FBI says all captives involved in that 10-hour standoff at a Dallas-area synagogue are now safe. Special Agent Matt DiSarno says the suspect did not harm the captives in any way and that there'll now be a global investigation. This as a Pakistani woman who may have triggered the standoff says she has no involvement with the suspect. The woman was convicted in 2010 for trying to kill U.S. officers in Afghanistan and has been doing time in a Texas prison. The man who held the hostages Saturday had called for her release. Former President Trump is hinting at a potential bid for a 2024 presidential run.
And in 2024, we are going to take back the White House.
It's unclear if he was referring to personally running or if he was pushing for another Republican to take office. At a rally in Florence, Arizona, Trump slammed the Biden administration. Trump also promised to bring back the industry in America, ban critical race theory, and to once again make America great again. I'm Jim Forbes.
Police in Miami are confirming the shooting death of rapper Wavy Navy Poo. Yesterday, police said the 27-year-old, whose given name is Chandler Bobian, died Friday afternoon in a drive-by shooting across from the entrance to Zoo Miami. The head of Atlanta's Metro Transit Authority has died by stepping out in front of a train. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the Metro Transit Authority, MARTA, said Parker apparently took his own life Friday as he stood on the tracks at East Lake Station in DeKalb County and was hit by a moving train. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.